Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Welcome to Spotcast, the sports update on First Post. My name is Rakesh and we are covering the 2018 Asian Games on Spotcast, and it was a good weekend for Indian athletes. Sprinter Duti Chand broke a 20-year drought in the 100-meter dash for India at the Asian Games after she won silver in the event. India's last medal in this event was in 1998 when Rachita Mistry won a bronze. Duti finished with a time of 11.32 seconds, a bit below her national record of 11.29 seconds. The gold went to Bahrain's Odeong Editiong, who clocked 11.3 seconds. China's Wei Yongli finished third with 11.33 seconds. This is Duti Chand's first Asian Games. She was suspended in 2014 by the International Association of Athletics Federation, or IAAF, under the hyperandrogenism policy. Hyperandrogenism is a condition where a woman has higher than average levels of testosterone and other male sex hormones. The decision on Chand was made in compliance with International Olympic Committee regulations on female hyperandrogenism, designed to address perceived advantages for female athletes with high androgen levels. However, Duti Chand filed an appeal before the Court of Arbitration for Sports and won the appeal. A revised IAAF rule meant Duti no longer came under the purview of the hyperandrogenism policy. This allowed her to resume her career. Duti said after the race, and I quote, 2014 was a very bad year for me. People said many things about me. The same girl today came back and won a medal for the country. It is a really big achievement for me, unquote. Meanwhile, Hima Das won the silver in the women's 400-meter event at the Asian Games. Muhammad Anas also won a silver in the men's 400-meter event. Hima finished the race in 50.59 seconds, taking second place behind Bahrain's Salwa Nasser, who set a new games record of 50.09 seconds. Hima had qualified for the final while setting a national record time of 51.00 seconds yesterday, breaking a 14-year-old record set by Manjeet Kaur in 2004. Hima broke her own new record once again on Sunday when she took the silver. Her second place finish is also India's first medal in women's 400 meters since Manjeet Kaur's silver at the 2006 Asian Games held in Doha. In the men's 400 meters event, Muhammad Anas, the Asian champion, also won a silver. He finished in 45.69 seconds. The gold went to Hassan Abdelela of Qatar, who finished first in 44.89 seconds. Abdelela had won bronze at the 2017 World Championships. After the race, Anas said, and I quote, I don't know what happened to me in the final. I could have run better, but I'm happy with the silver, unquote. The athlete, originally from Kerala, also said he might pull out of the men's 200-meter event to prepare for the 400-meter mixed relay. There was some bad news from the men's 10,000-meter event. Long-distance runner Govindan Lakshmanan finished third in the race, clocking 29 minutes 44.91 seconds. But he was later disqualified under the IAAF's lane infringement rules. India lodged a protest against this decision, but it was rejected by the jury of appeals. Following this disqualification, China's Chang Hong Zhao will take home the bronze. India also won two silver medals in the equestrian events at the Asian Games. Equestrian events are sports that use horses as a main part of the sport. They have three main events: dressage, eventing, and jumping. Fawad Mirza bagged a silver medal in individual eventing with a score of 26.4. The gold went to Japan's Oiba Yoshiaki, who scored 22.7. The bronze went to Hua Tian Alex of China, who had a final score of 27.1. Mirza also joined Rakesh Kumar, Ashish Malik, and Jitendra Singh to bag a silver for India in team eventing. They finished with a score of 121.3. Japan took the top spot with a score of 82.4, while Thailand finished third with 126.7 points. Some news from India's badminton campaign at the Games now. Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu and Saina Nehwal are both through to the semi-finals in the singles event. Sindhu beat Nichao Jindapol of Thailand 21-11, 16-21, 21-14 in her quarterfinal match, while Saina defeated world number 5 Ratchanok Intanon of Thailand 21-18, 21-16. Sindhu will now face Akane Yamaguchi of Japan in the semi-final, while Saina squares off against Tai Tzu Ying of Chinese Taipei. If Saina and Sindhu win their respective semi-finals, we could see the two Indian women face off for the gold. In any case, India are already now assured of a first ever medal in women's singles badminton at the Asian Games. Sindhu, who is ranked third in the world, went on to say, and I quote, it's a great moment, but it's not over yet. It should be the best and not just a medal, maybe a gold. That's how I feel, unquote. India also picked up two bronze medals in the bridge event at the Asian Games. The Indian men's team and the mixed team lost their respective semi-finals. The men's team lost to Singapore, while the mixed team lost to Thailand. There's no bronze medal playoff in bridge at the Games. The men's team has an average age of 52, while the mixed team has an average age of 57. They take home a bronze medal each. This year marks the debut of bridge at the Asian Games.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.